Real quick before we get started, I'd like to give a shout out to these guys as they're my latest patrons over on patreon.com. If you'd like to help support the channel, I'll leave a link in the description below. Hello and welcome to the Ham Radio Guy Podcast. I'm Marvin, I'm your host, W0MET. And I want to talk to you today a little bit about this brief, short podcast, talking about the World Amateur Radio Day. That is tomorrow, April 18th, 2024. And the Amateur Radio Day is a day in each year, which is celebrated by radio amateurs and their national associations with their respective countries and societies with the International Amateur Radio Union. And it was on this day of April 18th in 1925 that the IARU was formed in Paris, and the American Radio Relay League co-founder Hiram Percy Maxim was its first president. So I wanted to bring this to your attention, being part of the Amateur Radio Day, and, you know, talk a little bit about the value of amateur radio to the public and our fellow colleagues. You know, it's also a great opportunity to talk about, you know, amateur radio with local media. We have summer field days coming up. We always talk about this around winter field day. You know, I hope that you'll find another ham-related activity in your community, maybe as well, such as parades or any other community events. Maybe they're a city community day where they're having, you know, the fire trucks and the ambulances and everything else comes out, EMS and some of the other city services. Maybe you can join in on some of those things, maybe a bike-a-thon, a marathon, any other thing you might have, parades that you can help share your communication, maybe during that event or showcase amateur radio. And this may not be able to happen just on April 18th, but I think every day should be Amateur Radio Day and that we should really use our services where we can and hope that we will be able to, you know, make the best use of that and showcase what we can do when we are needed or if we are needed at some point. You know, for World Radio Day, what can you do on your part? Well, my part is thinking about considering a special online net or maybe an event for World Amateur Radio Day. Maybe you can participate in one if you're not organizing it. You know, maybe you have a public information officer or manager of public affairs within your local organization or club, and maybe they can send out a press release or at least advise, you know, some local newspaper, get on local radio. And being today's the 17th, it may not have enough time to perform some of that. Maybe this isn't recognized as much as it is, as it should be, by, you know, local media and other places. But I'm hoping that, you know, if you don't do it this year, maybe you'll, you know, do it for field day or something like that down the road to signify the importance of amateur radio and why we do what we do. You know, I think public information officer can highlight the myriad ways in which amateur radio has continued to bolster communities and how it's saved. You can go out to the ARRL.org and let's see. There is a story where they, /media-hits, H-I-T-S. And it is something that each and every day, there's like different news stories that amateur radio has. And so just reading some notes here, is trying to find it. You know, but we hear about different stories that amateur radio takes places across the country and how amateur radio can save lives and how it's being used in different parts of the country. So I hope that maybe you'll share your Amateur Radio Day initiatives on social media platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, whatever you choose to have for social media. Maybe you have TikTok or some of the other platforms as well, like, you know, Instagram. But utilize the hashtag World Amateur Radio Day to ensure a broad dissemination of this by reaching out to various clubs and other media outlets as well. And people can pick up on those hashtags and see those tags in your post and others. And we can share more about amateur radio. And I'd say go out to the patreon.com/theHamRadioGuy and find out more a little bit about my recent visit to the Hiram Percy Maxim W1AW station, and when I was able to operate there and make some contacts. That if you've never been there and you have the opportunity to go to Newington, Connecticut to the ARRL headquarters, please take some time and go there. It is well worthwhile. They do have a full just history of stuff that's with the ARRL and how that is you know, available to us to be able to view and see. And a lot of the older radios, Collins and, you know, the Heath kits and stuff that were there. So I just wanted to bring a little bit of that to you today, talking about the amateur World Radio Amateur Day, and hope that you will take a few minutes to participate in that, and look forward to seeing your post on Twitter. Till next time, I'm W0MET, the ham radio guy, in the chair and on the air. I say 73.